Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
It's good to have options when choosing healthcare. Even better to have the right option. Like the right option for you. The right option for your family. A healthcare that aligns with your faith and your beliefs. We know you want a program that brings you and your community together. With Share Healthcare, that's all possible. Share Healthcare is bringing families all across America together to share in each other's medical expenses. Find out more at sharehealthcare.com. That's sharehealthcare.com.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the Borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandragari. Motor chala do mein. And you can see the borewell that we have put here. And it's giving water for the people. Janine.
Hallelujah!
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 Thank you very much, Pastor Greg. And thank you very much to Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Did I say good morning? I really mean it. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Man, I got up this morning and I actually went to bed last night thinking about the program this morning, and unfortunately I didn't get a whole lot of sleep. But that was another topic. But at any rate, here I am. But I'm really just excited to talk to you about what we're going to hit on today. Bottom of hour number three, David Horowitz is with us, founder of the David Horowitz Freedom Center, best-selling author of several books, going to talk about is the upcoming election the final one? Is it the final battle? If we don't get this next election right, are we going to be able to save the country? David talks about that along with his perspective on January 6th. And so we'll get that coming at you. Rick Mehta, former FDA official, is with us. The CCP are shutting down the internet in China. no, I mean, like serious Tiananmen Square type stuff. And we'll get Rick's update on that, former FDA official and current Georgetown University health law professor. Vince Ellison, author of The Iron Triangle, recently appeared on Tucker Carlson with his new documentary, Will You Go to Hell for Me? And we'll have that along with the trailer coming up as well. Vince Ellison. Lee Bortons is with me. She's the founder and chief visionary officer of Classical Conversations. It's classical Christian homeschooling. And why the ESA, which is that set aside, the education savings program, the school choice program, why she's speaking out against it and actually working to try to correct Ron DeSantis, who recently came out very much in favor of school choice. She explains why that's dangerous. And then we have Dr. Vermel Green. I didn't even know this one was going on, but it makes sense. It's tied to the BLM. It's queer theory. Queer theory. And apparently that is a very big part of Black history. I don't know. You may not have known that, but it is, according to the 1619 Project and others. Dr. Vermel Green comes out and shares why it's not and why this is such a dangerous path and why we need to stop it. And then finally, my very first guest of the day, as he is each and every Monday, to kick things off here on Chosen Generation Radio, I welcome the president of Americans for Limited Government and one of the top 10, I believe, policy influencers in D.C. I welcome Rick Manning to the program. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Glad to be on, Pastor Greg. And I hope you had a great weekend. We normally start off by me asking about your weekend. And since we didn't talk about it before the show, I'm actually going to ask you about your weekend. Anything good happened?
I had a great weekend. We had an incredible service for our pastors in India on Saturday, and actually the update for that meeting is very quickly as follows. It was so blessed and powerful services. There are so many testimonies. 21 pastors and their wives were healed from back pains, leg pains, whiplash pains, eyesight got well, chest pains, and right ear was opened for a pastor's wife. One pastor had a small stone pain. His pain is gone. He believes that his stones have disappeared. And the pastors also received, we were able to give them some financial support. There was a great testimony that they didn't have, many of them didn't have a single penny in their homes. They thought their families were going to go to sleep without a meal. But because of our support, they were able to have food in their home. And if you'd like to help support us, I mean, that's how critical this is. We had 80 pastors that we were able to support, 80 pastors' families that would have gone to sleep that night, Rick, with no food in their belly. And that's a pretty, I mean, and no prospect, by the way, of food the next day either. So being able to give them financial support so that they knew that they could go and purchase food is really a big deal. And we would appreciate everyone's support that is able to do so.
And I just would remind people that these pastors are really reaching out to the poorest of the poor in India. And on top of that, the government, the dominant religion, the Sikh religion in this case, has been basically shutting down their efforts, attacking their churches, and has actively been seeking to deny them employment, deny them opportunity to actually be able to feed themselves. So this is so they're not congregation dollars because they're dealing with the widow and, you know, the widow's mite here. And there's not, and from a kind of societal standpoint, they're shunned. and unable to get a job rather because they're Christian.
And invisible to begin with because they're part of the lower caste.
And so this is this ministry really is reaching the least of these in a very meaningful way. And it's and when we think about reaching the poor here in America, and it certainly needs to be done. The people we're talking about in India are make the poorest in America look wealthy.
$20 will feed one of these pastors' families for a month. Wow. $20. You go out. You probably go out. And I mean, we do now. You go out and you spend $20 on just a medium meal. If you go out to eat,
you go to McDonald's and get two people and drive through at 10 o'clock at night, you're going to spend $20.
Yep.
So that's not a medium meal. That's a.
Yes. It's a meal.
But it is in fact the price of French fries and a hamburger these days.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a little domestic policy.
Yes, sir.
A couple of things you wanted to talk about. The president and his continuing ways.
The crime family of Joe Biden. The revelations just keep on coming. Obviously there's the document issue that we understand could potentially be serious, but he's the very first president in our nation's history, as I understand it, to celebrate the Chinese New Year in the White House. But more significant to that is understanding what the CCP are doing to their own people, as well as what they're doing over here. And we'll get into some of that regarding the internet stuff with Rick Mehta coming up in the program. But Rick, they're committing genocide against their own people even now.
And
they've released a new biological warfare weapon against the rest of the world, specifically this time, I believe, and Dr. Peter McCullough, who was on the program last week, is seeing more patients with a more virulent version of COVID coming into his office right now. And we believe that is absolutely something that's coming to us via the CCP.
Well, we know that they had a massive outbreak in China that they shut down travel. They were there are a lot of problems because they're just locking people up to die, and it was a pretty grotesque abuse of power and just killing people in their own population. Probably contributes to the reason why this past year they had a drop in their population for the first time since like the 1940s. But it's I guess it's 1960s. But there's when you get to it, down to it, we have a China problem. And the China problem is not just the fact that our country is interdependent with China due to something called the permanent normalized trade relations that were established under Bill Clinton in 1998 that ended up causing our manufacturing sector, our steel manufacturing, our aluminum manufacturing to go overseas to China and really hollowed out our manufacturing sector and made us dependent upon China for a lot of basic staples. But it's not just that. It's the kind of almost intertwined nature of some of our political figures with the Chinese government. We can talk about Biden, but just going down a level to Congress, where a member of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat Eric Swalwell from California, was great at throwing stones at Donald Trump and to false Russia collusion claims. But he was having an active affair with someone who was a Chinese agent, and essentially, Nancy Pelosi kept him on the House Intel Committee. Well, Kevin McCarthy has booted him off the Intel Committee along with Adam Schiff, and the Democrats don't, and there's this uproar that he got thrown off the Intel committee. Well, he was sleeping with a Chinese spy. Okay, you're not allowed to do that. It's a, you know, he's lucky he's not, you know, in a less genteel time, he would have been treated much more roughly. But the fact of the matter is, you know, we, as a body politic, our media kind of accepts that, doesn't have any outrage over that fact.
And there's another fact to associate with that, Rick. Sorry, I'm sorry to interrupt, but another fact to associate with that. We'll take a quick break, then we'll come back and let you finish your thoughts on the topic. But that is, and this is a Washington Times story that is out today, FBI official from the Trump Russia probe has now been charged with illegal dealings with the Russians. I mean, you know, and if you think that Swalwell and other members of the House Intelligence Committee weren't briefed, didn't know, didn't have some inkling of an idea that there was an investigation into this guy back then, or even has been over the course of time that they were in place, guess what? There was. We'll be back with more right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solutions Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic's off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Very quickly, and then I want to throw this to you to fill in the meat of this story. But, you know, when we talk about this Russian collusion stuff or the CCP and these relationships and all these kinds of things, for me, coming from having been in the United States Air Force as a Russian linguist during the Cold War, it was drilled into us. You don't have contact with individuals that are suspected as being Russian agents. We had some of our students, married students, living in apartments there in San Antonio, Texas, near Lackland Air Force Base, where we were in Russian school in the early 1980s. And there were some Russians hanging out in the complex that a couple of our guys kind of got wind of and sniffed out or what have you. And so proper authorities were made aware of the situation, and those individuals were taken into custody and removed, and their apartments wiped clean, and they were pulled out of the situation. And we were given a briefing about reminding us that we are targets. We are targets of foreign agents, and if we have any contact with individuals that we suspect and that are asking certain types of questions, we should make someone aware so that certain counter-terrorism or counterintelligence individuals can be put into play. This is just 101, man. This is just the basic stuff. And so whether it's, you know, Biden or Obama or Swalwell or whoever it is, okay, or somebody on the other side of the aisle, it doesn't matter. The bottom line here, folks, is that there used to be a line, Rick, that you didn't cross, where you understood that this was a compromise or that compromise could be taking place. We just don't seem to have that line anymore, brother.
No, we don't. And how that's proven is the you look at the Hunter Biden laptop as an example. Hunter Biden having business relationships based on his relationship with his father, not based on anything he brings to the table individually, based on his relationship with his father, with Chinese Communist Party controlled entities in China. And he received massive amounts of money, millions of dollars, directly from Chinese Communist Party controlled entities in China. They weren't paying him money just because they wanted to make, you know, nicey nice with Joe. They were paying him money for information. And he was doing things like a venture capital firm suggesting things they should buy in the United States, as an example. So what used to be, that would have been a absolute
red flag.
Had to fire his son. He would have had to totally disconnect himself from his family and say he can do what he wants to do, but he has nothing to do with me, and he's not welcome in the White House, and nobody in the White House is allowed to talk to him. He would, in the past era, that would have been the case. Instead, what we got from the FBI counterintelligence people was a stonewall for 2 years about it. Finally, it comes out that how bad the stonewalling was. And so we have a different standard. Donald Trump has no relationships with anybody who's in Russia, yet he gets an impeachment out of it with the whole intent of entrapping him into an obstruction of justice charge. That was the intent of the impeachment, of the entirety of the Mueller investigation, was to give them the Congress a reason to impeach on obstruction of justice. Nothing about the underlying charge. Hunter Biden, on the other hand, is selling art that as a first-time artist for hundreds of thousands of dollars to people around the world, and is nothing more than an access seller and directly into the big guy. It's the fact that it's tolerated, the fact that it's allowed, the fact the FBI actually enables it shows you the level of infiltration or simply the loss of vision that exists in our federal government. And I'm afraid it's the former and not the latter.
Well, and then, you know, and that speaks to, and I commend Kevin McCarthy for looking at these individuals and saying, no, you can't be a part of our intelligence community, questioning Ilhan Omar and her involvement on the Foreign
Relations Committee.
Yeah, Foreign Relations Committee and oversight on that as well. I think that he's making very wise decisions with regards to, he's not saying Democrats don't get to sit on these committees. He's saying these particular Democrats don't get to sit on these committees based on their past connections, relationships, and just quite frankly, very poor decisions. And if the people who elected them want to continue to send them up there to represent them, you know, my only challenge to them is this. Do these individuals, when you look in the mirror, and I'm not talking about color of skin, I'm talking about content of character, do these individuals represent your character? Is this who you are? Are you someone that falsifies a marriage document in order to get into the country? Are you someone who pretends to be married to their brother? Are you someone that sleeps with Chinese prostitutes? I forget Adam Schiff's, but there you go. We're out of time. Anyway, that's the bottom line to me. Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government, thanks for being with me. I greatly appreciate it. Stay tuned. Dr. Vermeil Green is with me coming up right after this. Queer theory, is it really a part of Black history? Dr. Vermeil Green answers the question coming up right after this brief break.
Greg, if she doesn't answer,
are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center.
Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program Dr. Vermel Green. She's been a school teacher and administrator for more than 45 years. She's the author of Please Teach Me Like I'm a Boy, 10 Steps to His Success in School and in Life. And she's also the executive of the Boys Initiative. And I welcome Dr. Vermel Green. Dr. Green, welcome. So good to have you. Thanks for being with me this morning.
Thank you for having me, Pastor Greg. It's a joy.
I'm looking at this, and I've been talking about, you know, God gave me 3 things to deal with when I started this show 11 years ago, really non-controversial things. Islam, the LGBTQ agenda, and secular humanism. You know, just the really light stuff. But, you know, 11 years ago, you know, I was talking about, you know, folks, you need to read The Overhauling of Straight America. You need to read that document to understand what it is they're trying to do. If they codify sodomite marriage into code, which they've now done, then they're going to force it on your kids. They're going to force this stuff into your children. But now they continue to try to rewrite history. And I know you'd like to talk a lot about that. And I really want to give you a platform here to be able to speak on this, because this whole thing, I have a pastor friend, Pastor David Lowry, that's been talking a lot about the assault of the LGBTQ group agenda on the black community in particular. Can you speak to this whole issue of queer theory? Seriously, what are they talking about?
And I applaud Governor DeSantis for standing true and standing strong against the assault. Black history is a history steeped in tradition, steeped in Christian values, steeped in family, strong families. That's what enabled our people, our Black people, to survive slavery, Jim Crow, segregation, the whole civil rights era. And we had families, strong families. You know, I felt so different than my friends growing up in the 60s because my name was different than my parents because I had a stepdad. That didn't happen. You know, in 1960, only 20% of Black families were led by single moms. Turn that around now. When you have over 70%, the number's probably higher now, over 70% of Black babies being born to single mothers. And what's happening is that the Black family is steadily, the values have steadily been eroded. And it really became an issue back in the late 1960s with the whole institution of the Great Society and welfare, where mothers were encouraged to, you know, put out the husband, put out the father of your children, the government will take care of you. And this has really destroyed the Black family. Fatherlessness has hurt our boys. And, you know, as, you know, part of the Boys Initiative, that's our heart, to help our boys. And fatherlessness, especially among our Black boys, you know, has really hurt them and hurt their development into strong men of character. And we're just seeing so much. And then this latest assault on our history, I've noticed that one tactic among many, one tactic that the LGBT agenda has is to kind of attach itself to the coattails of the civil rights movement. They, in fact, they've not just attached themselves to the coattails; they've hijacked the civil rights movement.
Yeah, they call. I mean, they literally call that. They call this whole idea of perverted sex and sexual orientation and sexual preference. They call it a civil right. I mean, they changed the code, right? Title 7?
Title 9.
Title 9. Right. Yeah. Where they went in and they literally got the code changed to include this idea of sexual orientation. And now that, you know, you watch Matt Walsh's What is a Woman? And you look at what these, you know, child psychiatrists and doctors are telling young children as an educator. What kind of damage does this do to a young child to question the very essence of their life, of what they are?
A young child is trying to decide with the adults around him or her just, you know, who they are. And for a child who starts out with their parents in the first 3 or 4 years of their lives, their parents have basically told them who they are, you know, through giving them dolls to play with or chucks to play with, painting their rooms blue or painting their rooms pink. Mm-hmm. And then they go into a public school atmosphere where they're told, well, you know, just because your parents told you that, that doesn't mean you have to be. And I think probably the most egregious part of this whole movement is the destruction of parental rights. Parents must be the ultimate decision makers for their children. And what schools are increasingly doing is taking away what parents need in order to make those decisions for the children. And that is information. That if the child says something about, you know, well, I think a little boy says, well, I think maybe I should have been a girl. Or the little girl says, I think I should have been a boy. That the teacher is now required to keep that revelation to themselves or to the school and not let the parents know that their child is having these kind of issues. It's against everything that should be.
You mentioned earlier, and I'd like you to maybe expound a little bit on this, but you mentioned earlier about the issue of fatherlessness in the home. So now you've got a single parent who's trying to manage this situation and a school that is essentially in some ways placating the parent by saying, don't worry, we got your kid. And on the same, but on the other hand, they're telling the kid, don't tell your mom anything that's going on here. Just we're the surrogate here and we're taking over. That's a really a seriously bad formula for that child, I would think.
I know. You know, there was a time when I know 20 years ago when I was in a classroom, we used to use the phrase in loco parentis. In other words, you know, when you're here in school, we become your parents. We're the ones that will protect you. We're the ones that will keep you safe. And there was an understanding that we were going to be, you know, emulating the values and saying the same things that parents were saying at home. But then that has changed. Although I don't want my child to think of their teacher as their in-school parent. Mm-hmm. I'm still their parent because I'm not so sure. You know, that phrase that was so popular years ago, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, parents need to realize not everybody in the village is your friend. Not everybody in the village believes the same thing you do.
Yes, ma'am.
You're not going to tell your child the same thing that you
yes,
would
ma'am.
Tell them.
Yes,
there was
ma'am.
A time that was true, but not now.
Something else that you mentioned going back to the cultural side of this is the underlying foundation of Christianity in the Black culture. I've had a number of Black pastor friends over the years, and one of the things that I spoke with them about was the fact that, you know, the Bible was the only book that slaves were allowed to read. A lot of folks don't realize that, but that's the only book they were allowed to read. So here you have, and we know that the word of God says that it will not return void, but prosper in everything that it is sent out to do. And the word of God is sent out to set people free, period.
It is. But that may have been the only book they were allowed to read. But then again, it was against the law to teach them how to read because the slave owners knew.
Right.
That if a slave could read, a slave were educated, if they were educated, then the world opens up to them. And unfortunately, this same spirit, I have to call it a spirit, is so prevalent now. Our children are not being taught how to read, you know? And so because of that, because of their real illiteracy, they're listening to the media for their information. They're watching TikTok for their information. They're listening to other voices telling them rather than seeking out the information themselves and reading it and digesting it for themselves and thinking for themselves. So,
and this is where the parent becomes so critically important. We got to go into a break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more with Dr. Vermeil Green. Boysinitiative.org is the website we'd like you to go to. Boysinitiative.org. And if you're watching us, you can see it right there underneath her name, boysinitiative.org, Dr. Vermeil Green. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Dr. Vermel Green, boysinitiative.org, boysinitiative.org. And we're talking about the really just the radical change in Black history. I mean, the other thing that is going on is CRT, critical race theory. That's another piece of this puzzle that is being pushed on our children. The idea that just because of the color of one's skin is a predetermination of one's heart and character, and one group is going to hate another group, and they're the oppressors, and the other group is supposed to hate. Does it not stun you? Well, let me ask you this, because you're a doctor in the field of science and biology in particular. Biologically, humans are humans, right? Men are men, women are women. Skin pigmentation does not change the biological foundation of a human being. Am I right?
You're right, but let me clarify something.
Yes, please.
Not in biology.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
My doctor is in Christian education.
Ah.
No, I got my bachelor's in biology.
Okay.
But you're exactly right. Whether you're a doctorate or a bachelor scientist in biology, there's male and there's female. And I don't care what you pump into their bodies, what kind of hormones you give them, what kind of things you add to their bodies or cut off their bodies. At the cellular level, is either male or female. And so for this agenda that's going around trying to deny basic high school biology, it's very sad. It's very sad. And it's really hurting our boys. And I tell you why it's hurting our boys.
Sure.
In schools, already schools are very, most schools, I'm speaking in generalities now, the typical school is not very boy friendly.
Not anymore.
think of the staff, overwhelmingly female teachers. The girls are doing well because teachers tend to teach the way that they learn. And so it's connecting with the girls. So there's this little boy, I'm thinking especially in the elementary level, who's saying, okay, this school, the only man I see is perhaps the custodian or perhaps the PE teacher. But everyone else, this is a place run by big girls for little girls. You know, their work is the ones that's put up on the bulletin board. Their pretty pictures, their stories are what's read aloud, you know. I try to wrestle with my friend and I'm sent to the office for fighting. Yeah. You know, everything that I like to do as a little boy is frowned upon. Mm-hmm. So what happens is that you have these little boys who are thinking, oh my goodness, you know, it really pays to be a little girl. Well, maybe I should be a little girl. And so this poor little fella is thinking, well, you know, in order to be accepted, I've got to be more like the girls. Because I'm being treated right now like I'm a defective girl, so maybe I'll act like a girl. And for our boys, they need to be shown that being a little boy is great, that manhood is wonderful. In fact, I made the statement once, Pastor, that men are the strength of our society. I made that statement at a teacher workshop for private school teachers, and arms were crossed and, you know, brows were furrowed. And they said, you know, I really resent that, they said to me, that I would
make say that again. Make that statement again, please. Make that statement again.
Men are the strength of our society. And that, I mean, who fights our wars? Who builds our buildings? Who raises strong families? That's what's happening with our families, because mm-hmm. they don't have strong men at the head. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening with our children as well. They don't have fathers to guide them. Our little boys growing up without fathers to lead them, to show them how it is to be a man. And I can understand these single moms working their, you know, working, you know, to late hours, you know, trying to do the best they can.
Yeah.
But no matter how hard she tries, she can't teach her son how to be a man. And the girls need a father also to show them what it is to be a woman, to recognize their femininity, to help them to see this is how a man should treat you when she sees how he treats her mother.
Our prisons are full of fatherless young men. As a matter of fact, I had a man on last week, Rob Montz, Good Kid Productions, and he did kind of a dive into the whole Kyle Rittenhouse situation and the Jacobs situation. And you know, Jacobs actually had a knife, by the way, that he swung at those police officers. He was about to swing at them when they shot him. But that aside, here's the issue. Every single person connected to all that happened in Kenosha came from a fatherless home. Every single one. All of them. Fatherlessness is you want to talk about a true pandemic that we are experiencing in this country? It's fatherlessness. I believe it starts by the fact that they introduced evolution and tried to force that upon us as a fact, and eliminated God. They eliminated the Creator. And that in and of itself begins the process of devaluing life. Then you have forced abortion, And make no mistake, it's forced abortion. Everybody says, oh, you're forcing somebody to live. No, we force people to kill their babies. We teach them to extinguish life. To me, Dr. Green, those are really key elements of what you're talking about.
When God was removed from the public school, when prayer was removed, and children were taught that, no, you know, he's not important, that you don't have a being greater than yourselves to which you have to whom you have to answer, you know, then that kind of just threw the shackles off. And you think about when this happened. This happened in 1963 when they outlawed prayer in school. And the prayer was one that was pretty innocuous. You know, we ask God, we ask your blessing over our schools, over our families, over our country. And just think what happened in the 1960s. After that prayer was removed, John F. Kennedy assassinated and other leaders assassinated. Mm-hmm. Martin Luther King, my hero, Robert Kennedy. What happened in with wars, the Vietnam War, the whole sexual revolution. Our country just kind of went like, ooh.
Exploded. Yep, exploded. Yep, it did. No, it absolutely did. Well, Dr. Green, I am so glad to have had you on the program today. I thank you so very much for having been with me today. It's been such a pleasure to have you. I hope you'll consider coming back. These are very important topics for us to discuss in the broader culture and in particular in the Black culture. So important that truth gets out there and gets told. So I thank you. Boysinitiative.org, folks. Boysinitiative.org. Please check out the website and make contact with Dr. Green. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
My
passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.